German election exit polls, former Merkel party regains top spot. Populist Aft surges to strong second place, and leftist Social Democrats collapse. By Kurt Zindelka on February 23, 2025. The exit polls for the federal elections in Germany predict that the neoliberal Christian Democrats have come out on top, with the support of around 1 in 3 voters, and the populist Alternative for Germany, Aft, coming in a strong second place at nearly 20%, beating out all members of the former traffic light coalition government of likely outgoing Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Update 1945, CDU leader Friedrich Merz, the projected winner of Sunday's vote in Germany, has doubled down on his pledge not to form a coalition with the Aft, saying that it is not up for debate. However, a black-slash-red coalition between his centrist Christian Democrats and the leftist Social Democrats is projected to only have around 46% of the vote, falling short of a majority and, therefore, Merz may be forced to partner with the far-left Greens if he continues to refuse work with the Aft. The original story continues as follows. According to public broadcaster Deutsche Welle, exit polls indicate that the supposedly center-right union of the Christian Democratic Union, CDU, and the Christian Social Union in Bavaria, CSU, will become the largest party in Germany once again, with a projected 29% of the vote. Should the projections hold, the party, led by Angela Merkel's successor Friedrich Merz, will be in line to form a government in the Bundestag, with Merz being the likely next chancellor of the country. However, according to DW correspondent Michaela Kufna, nobody was ecstatic among the CDU, noting that the party is projected to have failed to reach the psychologically important threshold of 30%. The exit polls went on to show that the populist anti-mass migration Alternative for Germany, Aft, has massively increased its representation, securing a projected 19.5% of the vote, nearly doubling the 10.4% won in the last election in 2021. Following the strong showing for her party, Aft Chancellor candidate Alice Weidel branded it a historic success. She said that her party is open to coalition negotiations with the CDU, warning that otherwise, no policy change is possible in Germany. Meanwhile, the support for the former government-leading Social Democrats of leftist Chancellor Olaf Scholz collapsed, falling from nearly 26% in 2021 to a projected 16% on Sunday. Government coalition partner, the Greens, also saw their support decline according to the exit polls, from 14.7% to 13.5%. SPD General Secretary Matthias Mirsch said that it was a very bitter evening, admitting that it was a historic defeat for his party, adding that it is clear that the government mandate to Friedrich Merz now exists. Rounding out the edges, the left, the descendant of the Marxist-Leninist ruling party of the former communist East Germany, has seemingly had a resurgence at a projected to have won 8.5% of the vote, nearly double its last performance. According to the current projections, former government coalition partner, the corporatist Free Democrats, FDP, are hovering just below the 5% threshold required to be awarded seats in the Bundestag. The upstart BSW of anti-mass migration leftist populist Sara Wagenknecht is also projected to fall short of the threshold at 4.7%. However, given the small margin needed for both parties to surpass the threshold, both parties may still have a chance to enter the parliament by the final tally. The full election results are not expected to be finalized until Monday morning, and critically, the work of building a coalition government, which has become essentially necessary in the multi-party parliamentary system in Germany, may take even longer. Ahead of the election, CDU leader Friedrich Merz vowed to uphold the cordon sanitaire firewall around the Alternative for Germany, ruling out a coalition with the populist right party despite seemingly being closer to the party on issues such as migration and the green agenda. This means that Merz will likely attempt to reform the grand coalition between the Union and the leftist Social Democrats that ruled for much of the Merkel era. Such a coalition may make it difficult for Merz to deliver on key promises around migration, potentially leaving an open lane for the Aft to continue to grow ahead of the next election in 2029. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.